Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
Here on this Monday, time to count some dough and get into the sports subjects of the day. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Alex Gamponi, other side of the glass. Brian Wacker, Baltimore Sun, joining us bottom of the hour. Talk about what's going on at One Winning Drive. Tomorrow, Steve Bisciotti, Eric DaCosta, meet with the media. People coming in, interviewing for the jobs. Hand over fist. And still some other names to be part of the equation as the Ravens will ultimately replace John Harbaugh. First time in 18 years, as we're all well aware of, Ravens are looking for a new head coach. But Nolan, before we get into that, and less than a month away from pitchers and catchers, the NFL playoffs very much alive. Yeah, Maryland's sucking right now in college basketball and everything else going on in the world of sports. Let's count that dough.
Monday money here. It's a mixed bag.
Yeah.
Start with the NASDAQ. It's up 74. S&P 500 up 3. Dow Jones down 102. Under Armour down 2 cents. DraftKings up 23 cents. There's a little mixed bag for you on a Monday. As far as the sports topics, starting the NFL. Under the radar improved player this season, Saints pass rusher Chase Young. So much hype when he came out of the draft as the second overall pick in 2020. Won defensive rookie of the year, but from there, it never really blossomed into the full package with Washington. 7.5 sacks as a rookie. That was his high watermark. He had another 7.5 sack season when he split time between the Commanders and Niners in 2023. But this year with the Saints, 10 sacks and only played in 12 games. So you wonder what he could have reached had he been healthy or available for the full year. 3 fumble recoveries on top of it. So it was a well-rounded season for him. All of a sudden, the 3-year deal that New Orleans gave him, looking pretty smart, but buy or sell, this won't be an outlier season for Young. He will remain a double-digit sack producer the next few years.
Yeah, I'll soft buy. Maybe not for the next 5 years, but I think he's reestablished himself as the guy that you talked about coming out of Ohio State way back when. I believe there was a knee injury in there that kind of shortened his explosiveness and, you know, took away a lot of the things that made him one of the more highly regarded pass rushers coming out of college at that time. No, I think he's healthy. I think he's happy in the Big Easy. So, yeah, Chase Young, do you think?
Well, the Rams and Panthers really set the tone on Saturday for what's been an entertaining wild card round so far. L.A. narrowly escaping that one, 34-31, but it required a late go-ahead drive by Matthew Stafford from the top-ranked Rams offense, because just a drive earlier, L.A.'s shaky special teams reared their ugly head yet again. The blocked punt set up an easy Panthers touchdown. Now, this is far from the first time this year that special teams has been a major blemish for the Rams. It cost them a shot at the one seed back when they lost to the Seahawks in Week 16. Once considered a powerhouse with no flaws, we're talking Rams here. Well, now looking much more uncertain, or at the very least, not so complete. Buy or sell, if the Rams lose to the Bears, it will be because of another special teams gaffe.
I'll buy that. I mean, you can only overcome so much, and they've already fired the special teams coach. He got fired after that Seahawks game, if I'm not mistaken. So Sean McVay understands this could be a fatal flaw for them as they're trying to get back to the Super Bowl. But if they lose to Chicago, it will be because of special teams. Hey, look, it doomed Green Bay on Saturday night at Soldier Field. Inability to convert and have a couple of field goals missed and extra points and all that good stuff.
And some baseball news here. The Brewers still shopping Freddy Peralta this winter, trying to find a suitable trade partner, though. That's been a little easier said than done. More details coming out about what their asking price is in return. This is always interesting to get a little more context. They want a replacement starter in return that could instantly slot right into their rotation. So not a prospect, although if it was the right one, maybe they'd consider it. They want someone that's ready to pitch now. 29 years old, Peralta set to enter the final year of his current contract. And at that price tag of only $8 million makes him even more attractive. We've both been on board with the Orioles being in on him and acquiring him. But now with this reported asking price, buy or sell, Bob, the Orioles should be willing to give up a package that includes a controllable arm like, say, Dean Kramer to just get 1 year of Peralta.
I'm going to sell that because I'm thinking now from a Brewers perspective. Is Kramer really replacing Peralta? Peralta's probably a notch above old man.
Oh, well, definitely. Yeah. It would be Kramer plus others. It wouldn't be one for one.
And Kramer just got a pretty significant pay hike over $5.5 million, almost six in arbitration. If you're Elias, though, because Rogers is a free agent, right? Do you want to go? You have two of your projected starting rotation in the walk year of their deal. Do you want to dance that dance here? I don't know if Elias wants to give up controllables for a guy that could walk a la Corbin Burns. I'm not saying he's as good as Corbin Burns at his best, but he's a pretty stout performer.
Right.
No doubt about it. I'm still all in on a let's sign one of these free agent pitcher guys, Nolan, but I would not say no to Freddy Peralta. I don't know if the Brewers would view Kramer insert prospects here because they're probably still wondering when D.L. Hall's going to throw another pitch for them.
That's true. Yeah, do they even want to do business with the Orioles?
You hosed us in the first place, even though Joey Ortiz was the
starter. Yeah, you got Ortiz. What do you have to complain about?
That's right.
One more topic here, also baseball related. 18 players, we talked about this late last week, 18 players across the league have filed arbitration salary figures as they try to get that sorted out here in the near future. Among them, the biggest of them, back-to-back Cy Young winner Tarek Skubal. He was seeking $32 million for his 2026 salary after another stellar year. What did Detroit counter with? How about $19 million, creating a gap of $13 million that is the largest in salary arbitration history. Now, what Skubal is asking for here at 32, that would be record-setting in its own right. It would surpass what Juan Soto got a few years back at $31 million. But again, he's got more than enough reason to back it up and a reason to ask for that money. So buy or sell, Bob. The Tigers still won't trade Tarek Skubal, but the bridge for him to return in free agency has completely burned.
I'll soft buy that, too. It hasn't completely burned, but they're breaking out the fire trucks, shall we say. I still look at Detroit, though. They had the best record in baseball at the All-Star break. Mm-hmm. Definitely the best record in the American League. They were up like 15 games at one point. And really struggled down the stretch because I could see them still viewing themselves. If Skubal can get you to the playoffs, get you the World Series, they haven't won a World Series since 84, even though I think they've been to one or two since then, whatever it is. But if he can do that and then walks out the door to greener pastures, and I believe he's from California, so he can already start connecting dots there. Dodgers, Padres, Giants will spend on pitching, blah, blah, blah. If he can get them a World Championship for the first time in over 40 years, I think that's a trade-off, no pun intended, that Detroit would take right now.
I think I can see some similarities in this situation and what happened with fellow Boris client Corbin Burns a couple years ago. Remember, he was a little ticked off by arbitration back and forth with the Brewers.
No doubt.
And ultimately, they traded him. But had he stayed, well, we know what we know about the Arizona thing. But would he have given the Brewers the time of day had he played out his tenure there and entered free agency as a Brewer? I don't know. I think he was a little miffed by that, and that burned the bridge for him. Again, you're thinking Boris client. You know, he's always shooting for the moon with some of these arbitration figures. So I think that's, in my opinion, I think he's as good as gone. And depending on how bad, they shouldn't be bad to start the year, but let's say it's an Orioles-like situation or a Braves situation where they're unexpectedly bad.
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden, he's now the biggest piece at the trade deadline.
Maybe the most attractive trade piece we've seen from a pitcher in a long, long time. And with Burns, real quick, before we get a break, and then we got Brian Wacker joining us, talk Ravens. from the Baltimore Sun. Didn't the GM in Milwaukee blame Burns for them not making the playoffs that one year, and which really kind of bent him out of shape a little bit there, because he was, because Woodruff got hurt. Maybe I think he missed a start or something, and the GM blamed Burns for them not even making the playoffs. Yeah. And I don't think he ever recovered from that insult.
Without knowing the quotas, probably something like we expected more, or if you're going to be the ace of the staff, that type of thing. You got to show up in the bigger moments, that type of thing.
Now we need Burns, because I'm a fan of Corbin Burns. He was only here for a year, and boy, did he live up to the hype. And then some. His last game, he pitched brilliant in the playoffs. Now he's coming back from Tommy John, so hopefully he'll just get back to being a semi.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Blends of what he used to be.
Yeah. And that happened early enough in the year that he should be, at least for the back half of 26, could be ready to go.
Strider came back quick for Atlanta. I mean, wasn't what he was prior to injury, but it is what it is. Less than a month away from pitchers and catchers. It's crazy, but we're getting there, everybody. We'll come back. Talk Ravens head coaching search. Brian Wacker from the Baltimore Sun. Back to your phone calls. NFL lunch at 1 o'clock. We got our picks for this past weekend, and we'll do tonight's game as well. Steelers taking on the Houston Texans in Pittsburgh. You can hear it on the Fan and Jeff Ehrman, InsideMDSports.com. Bad news so far for the Maryland men's basketball team, winless in the Big Ten. Eight Maryland women lost as well. But Oloxi got some portal good news today for the football team, so we'll talk about that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.